Here we go.
Here we go again.
Hello.
And welcome to the third episode
of Two Girls and a Baby.
With your hosts,
Jade and Megan.
Oh yeah, my name, Megan. Sorry, yeah. That is me. That was my cue to come in.
Yeah.
And Megan. Weird that we're hosts.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Co-hosts. Yeah.
We have like a video, my phone set up to like record it. So you're going to see this in video, hopefully.
And snippets. We can do like TikTok.
Yeah, we'll have it on TikTok and Instagram and all the...
All the little bits and bobs, but yeah.
Oh, it's mad. The support so far has been
phenomenal,
and the feedback has been great. So I just want to say thank you so much to everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's so kind. Yeah, it is. And we appreciate it. It means a lot.
Yeah, and it's scary like putting yourself out there, but it's worth it now because we've been getting really good feedback.
Absolutely. And
so it's
hopefully
nice.
Helping some people along the way too.
Yes, hopefully. That's the goal.
Right, let's get right into it. Right. In the podcast, we're going to chat about
our relationship with that exercise.
Yeah, but first we'll give you a little life update.
Yes. So do you want to begin or will I begin?
Go on, you begin.
I'll begin with the baby shower. I have the best friends on the entire planet. Megan and Clodagh threw me a surprise baby shower at the weekend and I just never felt more loved or special in my entire life. It was just amazing. And I felt so bad when I got there, right? Because I was like, I woke up that morning. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I just don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. And then we had lost electricity that day. So yeah. I was dropping Reese to my mom's house. And I was like, I just don't want to go anywhere. It's like, Mom was like, cancel if you don't want to go. I was like, I can't cancel. It's been like planned for weeks. I was like, that'd be so rude. And then I got there and I was like, I'm just the biggest prick on the planet. And it was so nice. There was balloons. There was cake. There was everything and anything I could imagine. Little gifts and treats. And I just had the best day ever. So thank you.
No problem at all. And you know when you're planning something, when there is something that's a surprise. Like I remember when you were pregnant first, you were afraid that everybody knew.
Yeah.
We were the same. Like when we were planning the baby shower, we were like, oh, does she know? Is she being suspicious? Like, and she'd ask me in work, oh, what are we doing in Clodagh's this weekend? And I'm like, I know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
I have to play along and have to pretend like, oh, I don't know. Like maybe we'll have like pizza or go for a walk or something.
And I had asked you what time are we leaving and what time will we be there for? And I think we said half one.
Like, because Clodagh said, oh, we'll meet
around
at like one-ish.
She said one-ish. So I was like, right, well, if it's one-ish and I get there at one and she's not there, I was like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
So.
And then I text you on that day being like, oh, I text into the group chat being like, I'm on the way now, it was like 12:30 when I left. So it would mean I was there for one. So when you came, you were fuming.
I was like, we said we're arriving at the same time. What a bitch. And then I got there maybe I'm the bitch.
And I had been there the night before. Like there was balloons. So much planning went into this. Like,
I can tell. It was lovely.
But we wanted to make it because I know you had said
you didn't want
a baby shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, when Jade says she doesn't want something, she really, I know that you do not want it. So I was like, we need to do something. Me and Clodagh were like, we need to do something small. That's just the three of us. And that was very Jade.
And it was very me.
It was all animal themed based on the teddy that you've got for your baby.
Yeah.
It was a penguin.
Yeah, we got him a little penguin.
So then we're like, right, we'll base the whole theme of the day around that. So we had animal balloons and then we had mocktail.
Yeah. There's a little itinerary.
Yeah,
you made an itinerary.
Pizza making. Canvas painting.
Oh yeah, the canvas painting. I have the canvases up in the room.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It was lovely.
Yeah, no, and yeah.
I had the best time ever.
I think we probably cried a few times. Oh, we had matching pajamas.
Yeah, so we got into our pajamas. They were blue leopard print. All animal.
Actually really matched like and just went with the day. Because like, I just went into Penny's and my mission was to get blue pajamas.
Okay.
And then they were blue animal print and I was like, this couldn't be any more perfect.
Yeah, it was. It was a perfect little day. I had the best time ever.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was gorgeous.
Take us back.
But yeah, I can't remember what else I did that weekend.
At
the weekend.
Where am I?
The rugby.
Oh yes, the rugby.
You had the rugby.
Honestly, you know when you do so much things, I'm getting everything mixed up in my head. So yeah, I was actually working in Cork for the Women's Six Nations. And I got invited down to go to the match. And then they actually asked me to do some work for them. So I was making some social media content. So I was interviewing like fans before the game and stuff. And it was really exciting.
Yeah, your reel looked deadly.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And the sun was shining. So I couldn't have asked for a better day. They won. The women won the rugby. So it was even better then because everyone was like in good form after it. Like, so yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty much my weekends.
I think that was my weekend as well. Yeah. I had like literally a bed day the next day because we stayed up to watch the UFC.
Oh.
I don't even know who was fighting, to be honest, but I was wrecked.
I got home from Cork and I fell asleep at like 8 o'clock. And that was it. Like I was out.
You'd be floored when you actually do stuff.
You would. Oh, God forbid, actually doing something productive with our weekends.
Honestly. Well, it's tough after a freaking 5-day work week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, I got a new phone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I actually need to talk
about
this.
Hence the video recordings.
Yeah, the video recordings. Okay, I spent a lot of money on the phone because when I have enough money in my bank account to buy something, I'm like, I'm going to get the most expensive thing that I can with the money that I have.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I done when I went to buy my phone. And I was like, right, I'm going to get the iPhone 15 Pro because like that's the one I can get. And I'm going to get 512 gigabytes of storage, which I
absolutely need.
I do need, to be
you
fair.
Do. You
I
take do. A lot of videos and pictures and stuff.
And then my apps are always offloading on my old phone. So now I actually can have apps on my phone. I can take all the videos I want. So I spent all my money. And then when I got the phone, I couldn't download any apps.
Why?
I don't know. I was honestly at the weekend, right? So you know the way I couldn't download any apps. I needed to get Ticketmaster on my phone to get the tickets when I was going to the rugby. Mm-hmm. And then for every week, I budget out all my money. So I put it all into different accounts on my AIB. And I couldn't get into it because the app wouldn't update. So then I had no money because I'd spent all my money in my account. So I had to go to the bank of Mammy all weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's weird, though. You'd think that like... it'd just be grand with the new app.
Absolutely
anyway.
Not.
With the new phone.
I had to know, yeah, and I was fuming because I was like, I'm after buying this phone now, spending all this money, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, and you had Simple a dodgy thing. Screen.
Yeah, so hopefully now it's on the up now. I rang Apple and I've got it fixed.
Good. I'm considering not getting a new phone, but... Reese got an iPhone 15 and he had an iPhone 11 and the screen is in bits and it does need a new battery, but... I'm thinking about just doing it. It cost me like €120 and
to
then
fix it.
To like fix the screen, fix the battery and fix the back camera lens.
Yeah.
And then I'd have like I'm currently using an iPhone SE. Like,
yeah, that is.
It's so old and teeny.
Tiny.
And like an 11 would be an upgrade,
and
but I'm like.
My last one was an 11, so it would be totally an upgrade.
But then I'm like, is it a necessity? No, it's absolutely
it
not.
You want to take some cute photos of your baby.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. And then I was like, Reese can take the photos of the baby on his brand new iPhone, but...
Reese isn't always going to be there.
And then I'm like, but this phone camera's grand. Like, it's grand. Like, I'm not fussed about that kind of thing.
I know you're not.
So then I'm like, oh, is it necessary? And then I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? You got to treat yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're having a baby.
Yeah.
The least you deserve is a phone.
That's that.
That's that now. And also, I want to talk about the fact that I'm PMSing so hard this week.
Yeah.
It's been a...
Talk about
it. It's been an emotional week. I've been like all over the place, right? And I know it's because...
Your period.
The period is en route. But one thing I have to say is I always know my period is coming because number one, I'm going around like an absolute dog. You're laughing because you've witnessed me all week. And number two... The jar of Nutella.
The spoon is in it.
The spoon is not out of it. Like, I've had that jar of Nutella stay in my press for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
This whole week, I'd say there were 3/4 of the jar left, right?
Gone.
It's all gone. I've ate it all.
What harm?
No
it makes
harm.
You happy.
No harm. Exactly.
So that's the main thing. But I feel like, I'm not going to say names, but like a lot of the girls in the office are sinking.
Yeah, actually are.
They are.
I know a few people who said they're on their period or they're PMSing.
Yeah.
It's coming around. That's cool. I love that we're all in sync.
I can't wait till I'm back and I can get in sync as well.
No, you can totally wait. You do not want to.
To be fair, I'm lucky though. I don't get bad periods at all, at all.
I get, my actual period itself, like day one and day two are the bad days. After that, I'm so fine.
Okay.
But it's the week leading up to it.
Yeah.
I always notice. I'm always like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why can't I stop crying? What is going on? And then I'm like, the minute I see chocolate and I'm eating chocolate, then I'm like, it all adds up. I'm like, ah, that's what's going on. Period is on the way.
Period or the moon.
Or I actually seen someone had up on Instagram, if your week is going bad, it's all because of Mercury in retrograde. Don't worry, we're all here for each other. And I was like, oh my God.
Everyone seems to be... I feel like not
you.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm just flying it. I'm not in bad form whatsoever. And then everyone around me is like...
I'm like,
yeah, but I'd say it's just, I don't know.
And you think it'd be the other way around.
But no, sure, look. it's nice to have at least, like, when one of us is in a bad mood, one of us can be in a good mood rather than the two of us going
being
around
in a bad mood, being like dogs.
Yeah, that just wouldn't be good for anyone.
Yeah, and I did realise now after my week of emotion that I need to really get back into my spiritual side of things, meditate, more journaling and more listening to mindful podcasts, because I've done it a lot during lockdown.
Yeah.
And I kind of lost sight of that because I just get so busy.
Yeah.
And I don't look after myself. So I'm going to make up my mission, start looking after myself. And I know I do by exercising and stuff like that, but that doesn't fully cure everything that's going on in your mind.
No, and like, because we both were lucky enough to, lucky enough to start work a bit later in the day, that like we have our whole mornings. And like, obviously, I don't think you go to the gym every day.
No, I go to the gym like 3 times a week. So no.
So like the other mornings you could.
Oh, I do. And I do read my book and stuff like that in the mornings too.
Yeah.
I just need to factor in more time for other things.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is good for you.
It is. Oh, 100%. And I think that kind of leads us into our
topic of the week,
which is our relationship with exercise.
Yeah.
And like, I think because I, you know, after listening back to the second episode, and it was when I was talking about when I was going drinking when I was younger and I wouldn't eat food because I wanted to look skinny in my outfit. So that's kind of how a lot of my relationship with like my body image, I suppose, as well, has to come into this, would have been like growing up. I always would have had like a negative
image
in my head. And I think there's things that stand out to me. And like, one of them is like, I was quite chubby growing up, but now I know that that's because of my thyroid. So I have an underactive thyroid. So that makes it hard for you to lose weight and stuff. But when I was younger, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I only found out when I was like 15, 16, I only got the diagnosis. So like, obviously now that I'm on my medication and I know how to kind of work that, it helps better. But like when I was younger, I didn't know that.
Okay.
And then once also, so this is another sad story.
When
I was in school, right, you know, I talk a lot, so I'd always get in trouble. And I remember this so well. Like, I was science class and I was talking and I got in trouble and I was sent to the back of the classroom. And I sat at the back of the classroom, but I sat with like my legs folded like that. And the lads are calling me a Buddha. So then that was like me being like, oh my God, I'm obviously so fat. Like, it just kind of snowballed from there. And I always then, like, I just had this negative image of myself in my head. And now when I look back on photos of me, like in my graduation in 6th year, like my Mehill graduation, I thought I was so fat. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my God,
you literally weren't
tiny.
Even
like, I was like, I was so harsh on myself. And then like, even after school, like, it's only in the recent times that I've more of a healthier relationship, but like after school when I was in college and stuff, like, I would have done like loads of different like exercise plans. And any time I'd done an exercise plan, then my goal was to just lose weight. I had no idea like what anything was like, you know, I didn't care about my protein. I didn't care about like the food I was eating. I was like, right, if I'm eating within this amount of calories, if I'm doing this exercise, that's all that matters. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I definitely would have deprived myself a lot of things, you know.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
That's actually really sad, because like, it's mad how one comment can like have such a snowball effect when realistically, like, you interpreted Buddha as, oh, I'm fat, whereas they literally could have meant because of the way that you were sitting.
And I'd say that's absolutely all that they meant. Like, they did not mean any harm by it.
No.
But when you're just there and like, I'm already feeling this way about myself.
So that was like the confirmation.
Like that was like, yeah, absolutely.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, we've never like,
no.
I suppose, delved into this a little
no,
bit.
No, never, ever, ever, ever.
And like
we joined the gym together, but like, I still wouldn't have had any idea about past struggles.
I guess you probably know, because I would never have like, it's not here right now. Like, I'm not like, yes, I do. You probably hear the way I talk about my body every now and again. And then I remind myself, like, you know, I need to stop, because I actually read in, it was one of Sinead Hegarty's book, that she was like, you know, when your friend might turn to you and be like, my arm looks fat in that photo, you're always going to be like, no, it doesn't. Da, 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 da. So then when you speak about yourself that way, you'd never speak to your friend that way.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So like, imagine you, the way you speak to yourself, saying your arm is so fat. You'd never turn around to your friend and say that.
No.
You'd always, you know. So that kind of stuck with me. I was like, that's so true, to speak to myself, you know,
nicely.
More positive. And then, yeah, I never really liked, enjoyed exercise or anything like that, because I had this negative mindset about it all.
Yeah, you used it as like a tool to lose weight rather than a tool for like happiness.
Happiness and fitness and that kind of thing. Whereas now, since we joined the gym, so that was in September.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough that that was such a cool opportunity we got. And there and then, I think it was because we had been swimming. So we started swimming in January last year. We go every single week. And I think I was like learning to love exercise and learning to love like that kind of thing and doing stuff I really enjoyed doing. Mm-hmm. So then when I was ready for the gym,
yes.
When I was trying for the gym, I kind of got to a stage where I was kind of happy in my body and I was like, no. And then I was like, right, I want to go to the gym because I want to get fitter and I want to
be stronger.
Exactly. And then like, even now going to the gym, I'm learning so much. I'm, you know, I really understand what I'm doing. And I also would have thought before that my body couldn't change. Like, I never thought I could grow a bum. I always thought like the figure I had was just that figure. Whereas now, like, I'm noticing curves and everything. I'm like,
and you have a little bum.
I have a little bum. Must have been some mix here. So yeah. So I think I am at a good place, but I do notice myself dropping at times, like, you know, back into that old mindset. But
yeah, but
right,
that's
now,
normal.
I love exercise more than I ever have before, and I never thought I'd be this person.
Well, go you.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So
did you do sports growing up?
Yeah, I did. Like, so I would have done like GAA, like I would have done like, you know, camogie and indoor hurling and stuff in school, Irish dancing, line dancing. I done stage school for years and I loved stage school, like, you know, I love dancing. And then I done like, I played football up until maybe second year in school. I'd done athletics. I dabbled in a few different things.
Yeah, you've done heaps.
Do you know what the thing was? I was never the best.
Okay.
So like when I came to like a football match, I couldn't play under pressure. And okay. I still can't.
Okay.
I can, give me a football, I'll run up and down the field solo in that ball, no bother. But when it comes to actual, the pressure, I couldn't do it. And then with athletics, I was so bad. Like I had to do like the 300 meter.
Yeah.
Like to even come somewhere. I was just slow. And I think that probably could have put me off sports. And then
yeah.
I was in sixth year, I played tag rugby. Not tag rugby. Sevens rugby.
Okay.
Actually, and another fun fact about me, I played futsal for the community games and we came second in the All-Ireland.
Oh, unreal.
I was a super sub.
What's futsal? It's and like, what's a super sub?
Well, super sub is a substitute. So I actually wasn't playing, like, you know, the sub.
Okay.
So I like to call myself a super sub.
Okay. Like Supermax, yeah. The Subways.
Yes. And futsal is kind of like, it's soccer.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's not indoor soccer. It can be played outdoor, but you can't kick the ball over a certain height. And like there's, so if we played it indoor and if it hit the wall, it would be out. There's like a certain line.
Okay.
I can't really remember the full details, but like it can't go over a certain height and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never that's heard of it, but that sounds deadly though.
Yeah. So, God, there's my whole life.
In exercise. But you've done heaps. I literally only ever did athletics. Well, that's not true. I did, what is it? Football? Gaelic football?
Yeah.
When I was in primary school for like a year. But that was it.
I think everybody in Ireland played football at some stage.
Oh, I'd say so. And then other than that, I've only ever done athletics since I'm like, I'd say like, not since I'm born, obviously, but like since I'm a tiny little child. And then I gave it up for like 2 or 3 years because my auntie had ran the club that I was with.
Yeah.
And then that club like closed down. And then I joined KCH. And I loved it. I used to have the best time ever, but I also was never the best. But my mom always said, there's always going to be someone better than you and there's always going to be someone worse than you, which I found really helpful.
That is so true. And they're kind of people that you can always look up to as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then, yeah, I joined it back when I was, I'd say 13, and then gave up when I was like 17, unfortunately.
But like, then you done the...
Conquer the Castle.
Conquer the Castle, and you loved it.
Oh, I had the best time ever at Conquer the Castle. It literally reignited my love. Like, I was like, I'm going to join an athletics club. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then, I don't know why I didn't. I'd be a bit picky. Like, I want to run on a track.
Yeah.
And like, I was living in Waterford at the time, and there isn't a track here that you can run on. So I was like, oh, forget about it. Yeah, I was like, I'm not driving to Kilkenny.
And then you got pregnant.
And then I had a baby. But like, I would love to go back. Like, I always say I'd love to go back, but... I don't know.
You know, there's still loads of time.
There is loads of time, but it's like similar to you. Like, if I go back, I do want to win.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could win now.
I wouldn't say like, it's not that I don't mind not winning. I like just playing to play.
Okay.
I'm just shit.
Okay.
Fair. You know what I mean? I just actually couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, if I'm playing a match and I try to kick a ball in a straight line, it's not going to go in the straight line.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I crumble
under the pressure.
Yeah.
I just like, I was good at like a county level. Like I'd win things in the counties.
Yeah.
But then when you move to Leinster, I wasn't winning anymore. well, I'm okay with that. But like, if I was to go back now, I'd want to win.
You are very competitive.
Very competitive.
So I can understand.
But yeah, I feel like I have been lucky in the sense of like I haven't struggled with my, like now I do sometimes because I'm just like, oh, my face is fat. But like, I know that that's normal.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a baby. But like,
your body's going to change.
Growing up and stuff, I feel like I've been lucky.
To have a positive relationship.
Yeah. So it's sad to hear about your little story.
No, I don't. It's not even like it's.
I think
okay.
So many girls do.
Yeah, and it's not like I know that I'm not. I can't be the only person that.
No, definitely
this.
Not.
And yeah, I just think like it is interesting to know that like we've had completely different relationships with
completely
body
different.
Image and exercise and everything like that.
Yeah,
and that's no one's fault. Like it's just.
I don't know, like what plays a factor in it. Because like we both did exercise, we both would have had completely different relationships. But it's like, I don't know. Yeah. The only thing I can think of is like, when I was younger, like I was skinny and I remember people used to be like, oh, you're like a skeleton and stuff. And like, I didn't like that, but like I didn't.
No, that's not nice.
I wasn't like self-conscious about it because I was like, well.
Yeah, so you could have internalised that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The way I internalised something that wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's not nice to make a comment on
that. No, they'd be like, you're bony, you're like a skeleton, you look like you're dying. I'm like, okay, thank you so much.
It's not my fault that this is how my body is built.
Yeah, but it didn't ever, like, I'd be like, oh, that's not really nice, but it didn't get me down and I didn't dwell on it. I'd be like, well, I'm okay with it. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, but look, I think now I'm definitely at a good place.
Yeah.
And then as well, You're absolutely slaying this whole pregnancy.
I don't know.
We were walking in to record the podcast and I was behind Jade and I was like, from behind, like you would not have a clue that you're pregnant. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I wish I could see me from behind. But then if like someone was to take a picture, I know I'd probably be like, eh, my bum used to be bigger. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that.
No, your bum is bumming.
Yeah, but my bum, I feel like is fat now rather than muscle. Because obviously when I was in the gym, like it'd be muscle.
Muscle or fat? A bum is a bum.
Yeah, well, true. I'll take
a win
that.
Is a win.
A win is a win. Yeah, no, I'll accept. But yeah, even like, I feel like now is the time that I'm struggling the most with my body. Yeah. When is the time that I should be loving it the most? But it's just because I have never had weight on myself before. Mm-hmm. And like, now I can see the weight in my face and I can see that my legs are losing the shape and the muscle and they're like cellulite-y, which I don't find disgusting because I don't think cellulite's disgusting, but it's just... I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
It's new and
so
it's
like,
weird.
Oh.
And your body's changing and it's kind of, it can freak you out. And
yeah.
You've probably, yeah, like that. You're always going on, my face is fat. And I'm like, it's not.
It is.
And but like.
It is.
No, it actually is not.
And I have like, a little chin.
Your body is going to change.
Yeah. And the doctors told me
okay.
I need to put on weight.
Exactly.
But like.
I think, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like the look of myself. Which is okay. Aww, not that I don't like the look of myself. It's just my face.
Glowing. I think you're glowing. And so does everybody.
I know. Everyone is telling me. But you know when you're like, everyone's like, oh, you're glowing. And I'm like, oh, thanks so much. But then I look in the mirror and I'm like, my face is fatter than it ever was before.
Yeah. And I think as well, no matter how much other people say you look, unless you believe
feel
it yourself
yeah.
and feel it, it's not going to
help. No, go on.
I was going to say you could do some affirmations.
Yeah.
Do you know, like I was listening to something before and it was on about affirmations and how like, say if you're giving yourself affirmations and you're looking in the mirror, right? And you started off with like, you are the most beautiful person in the world. And if you keep telling yourself that in the mirror, but if you still don't believe it, it's not going to manifest, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you start with, you look pretty today.
Okay.
So small.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to believe that because like, you know, you're building yourself up.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I could start with that.
You could start with like, you're a pretty little mom.
You're a pretty little mom.
Growing a little baby.
See, it's like I do love and appreciate everything my body is doing. And I think I do, like I know I'm saying here like, oh, my belly looks huge and I have a football belly. Like it looks like I'm wearing a basketball. But like, I feel like I do love my belly. I have been looking. My bump, I think, is lovely.
Your bump is gorgeous.
It's just my face. And like I can't even really complain because I go home and I eat about 6 Lindor balls. Do you know what I mean? And a packet of crisps and a can of Lucozade.
Well, do you know so. What? Love your face because you're gorgeous.
Well, thanks.
And if I have a chin most part of the time. You don't have a chin.
You have a chin, you say you're trying to make yourself a chin.
You don't have a chin without making yourself have a chin.
I feel like I do.
You
and
don't.
It's like even in our videos on Instagram, I'm like, oh, I just look puffy.
I used to do some like exercises like for my... I used to always do these ones, like, yeah. Like
yeah.
That.
jaw exercises. Yeah. And I do have like a jade roller, they're called. And I was thinking about getting that out. And then I was like, I just couldn't be bothered.
And you don't need it. You're growing a child.
I know.
You're allowed to pig out. You're allowed to.
I just hope it goes food. The second child comes out.
It will.
Ah, probably won't.
But there's nothing to go.
I don't know. I just think my head has gone huge. I swear to God. But anyway, that's silly. Like, that is a silly little thing.
No, it's not silly. It's totally valid because that's how you're feeling.
I know.
You know, and it's okay to feel that way. But yeah. Don't let yourself get too bogged down by it.
No.
Because you see how that goes.
I know. I know. I just feel like everyone's lying to me when they're telling me I haven't put on weight. I'm like, I'm not blind. I can see.
Nobody else notices. I know you're going to notice more than anyone else because it's your body.
Yeah.
But if no one, like, no, I don't think anyone is lying maliciously to you.
No.
They just can't see it.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. Then other days I'm like, I'm stunning.
But it's even like that. Like, even during the week I was on TikTok live during my show. And I was like, oh, I was like, don't mind me, guys. I'm rotten today. Like, I just feel disgusting. And they're like, no, you look gorgeous. You're so pretty. And I'm like, okay.
Maybe I am.
Like, what's your makeup routine? And I was like, okay, I am slaying today.
Little 360 in the mood. Yeah.
Nice pick me ups. But I love going on TikTok live because everyone is so nice on there. And you've often come on with me.
I have. I do have a good time. If I'm in the mood, when I'm too tired, I'm like, I just couldn't be. I don't know how you do this.
No, and it is difficult when you're tired because, right, you're talking. I was like, when I started doing TikTok lives first, I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. I'm talking to myself. And then I was like, Megan, look at what you do for a living. Like, you're a radio presenter. You talk to yourself in
a little room. Yeah.
It's like, what am I on about? So then, like, what I'm doing is I'm talking to myself, like, between links of when I'm talking on air on the radio, like,
yeah.
So I'm constantly talking to myself, and it just is sometimes like I enjoy it because everyone is so nice, and I've made like friends, like some internet friends, and like you have like repeat offenders onto my lives, which is great, like, you know, so you kind of build up this relationship with them. But like, I love it, but sometimes I'm just so tired, like, and I'd be like, like during the week, I was like yawning, I was like, lads, I'm wrecked, like.
But I think that people probably appreciate the honesty,
oh, yeah,
rather than like trying to be like, oh, I'm in such good form, and then you're there yawning and wrecked. Yeah. Like,
every 2 seconds a yawn coming out of me.
But yeah, I'd say it's tough. I feel like as much as sometimes I'm like, oh, I'd love to be a presenter, I feel like if I was having a bad day, I wouldn't be able to hide that. And like, you kind of have to hide that.
You do. And it is hard. Like,
yeah.
Because like, to be fair now, if I'm having a bad day, I won't go on TikTok live.
Okay.
I won't, because I'm like, I don't have the head for this. Like, but like, there has been days like where I could be there, even like my hormonal
crying
days, crying, like just there to myself, like, you know, just because I could have my period or like something could have happened and I'm upset over something. And then you just have to get in the zone, like, because I suppose you're there to try keep other people happy and upbeat. And like, obviously at times, like, you'd say like, oh, you know,
not having a good day.
Yeah, not having a good day. But a lot of the time you just
get on with it.
Like, I'll just be there, right, and I'll close my eyes for like 30 seconds before I'm about to talk, and I'll smile. So like, I'll just smile, because you know, if you put a smile, if you keep smiling, you'll eventually feel like a little giggle or a little bit of happiness or think of nice things, like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some days it's actually harder than others.
I'd say so. I don't know how you do it.
But like, I could say the exact same thing about news. I don't know how you do news.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be looking in there. So we got a new news studio, actually. So there's windows on the studios, right? So from the new news. Oh my God, it's
hard to say. It is hard to say.
From the beach studio. Oh my God, Jade, explain it.
From the new news studio, you can see into the presenter studio. Yeah, so when I'm doing the news
directly, and we're looking directly at each other,
I can see Megan. Facing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or whichever presenter, but yeah.
Yeah, so like, we're sitting straight looking at each other. So it's not as if like, you know, you're facing out a different way.
Yeah.
So like, I know one day I really want to make you laugh.
You nearly made me laugh the other day during sport, because I think I said something wrong, and then I could see you, and I think Killian, or you and Brian, who are people that we work with, giggling away. And I was like, I can't laugh right now. I am doing the news. And then sometimes when I make a mistake and I get all flustered, I'm like, oh no, Megan's going to laugh. So then I'm going to laugh. But then there's other presenters and they don't even be looking at you.
No, I look at you because it's you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I only get, what, 2 news bulletins.
Yeah.
So I get to... It's fun because I'm like, yeah, we're going together. We're doing this together. Because like, for the news to come on, I have to drive it from my studio. That's how it works. Just to give you a little bit of background, right? So when Jade wants, when Jade is saying the news, like I control her mic, her microphone, and I control like the music behind her.
Yeah.
So you know, to hear you the dun dun dun. But yeah, I control the volume of that.
Yeah.
So then like, it's just like we're a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool.
But I just, I'm waiting for the day that I laugh mid serious story. Although I've only 2 weeks left of work.
I don't want to.
So.
No.
Unless it happens in those 2 weeks.
I hope. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to make it my mission to make you laugh.
No, because I'll probably get in trouble.
So will I.
Yeah, okay.
But like, what are they going to do? Fire you?
Well, you never know.
No, you're going on maternity leave and you're having a baby. You can't fire a pregnant lady.
Just don't make me laugh in a sad story.
No, obviously not.
There was one actually I was reading the other day and it was really funny. It was about a bird living in Terminal 1 in the airport.
And the public
have to like come up with names, and one of the names were Birdie Ahern, Marilyn the Starlin, and what was the other one? Mark Zuckerberg. And I tried so hard not to laugh when I was reading it because I was like, that's just brilliant.
But I think like you probably can just giggle away with that because that is funny.
Yeah, I think I could have laughed at that.
Birdie Ahern. No, that is iconic.
I need to read that out. We kind of delved into a lot there.
Yeah. But anyways, it's okay to go off topic. I think we got a lot off our chest there.
Absolutely. I learned a lot about each other. Yeah, well, I feel like I've learned loads about you.
Yeah, you have, I suppose. Stuff I've never talked to you about before.
Yeah.
And I think work is something that we can probably delve into more for another episode.
Absolutely. But I feel like that would be fascinating.
I want a baby update. Actually, before we go there, we went for a swim. So yesterday, me and Jacob, we go sea swimming all the time and it's great. And oh my God, I'm so happy that it's bright in the evenings.
It's so nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But I was in Cork at the weekend and I was talking to my cousin and he had listened to the podcast, which is so nice to hear.
Especially because he's not people that we thought we would target.
No, he's not. And there was things that he was saying that he could relate to, like the whole making friends and it being difficult. Like he's in his 30s and he's like saying like it's so hard to like make friends when everybody else is, you know, in a relationship and he's single and, you know, everyone's kind of settling down at that age. So he was saying that he could relate to that. But anyways, off topic. But what he said to me, and I thought this is the funniest thing ever, and I think you'll love it too. Anyways, he said, you know when like we go swimming?
Yeah.
Jade is like a submarine because she's pregnant.
And I'm carrying a little human in my belly. Yeah. I do love that. That's so funny. Like a submarine.
A submarine. So that means like you're
a yellow submarine.
Oh, you may sing that to baby when he comes along.
He can hear.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So he probably knows that he's in a submarine.
Hello, we are in a yellow submarine.
Bless his heart.
But he's actually in a, what colour is your t-shirt? Orange, peach?
Orange. Well, it depends, because what's something that I have that I say is pink and you say is orange?
Your sliders.
My sliders, yeah.
And they are
pink.
Orange.
Pink. They are
the same
pink.
Colour as that top, orange.
Yeah, they kind of are actually.
Now how the tables have turned.
I'm blaming, they used to be pink and then they got used too much. They turned orange.
Yeah, pink. Yeah.
On the website when I ordered them, it said pink.
Well, the website lied to you.
Well, Adidas, I have a case coming for you.
Right. Adidas, we're coming for you.
But I only know that he can hear because this is part of the baby update. Me and Reese did a preparation for birth and parenthood class.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds cute. What does that entail?
A lot. It was 4 hours.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. I can't even tell you one thing from it.
Except
to be totally
that
honest.
The baby can hear you.
The baby can hear me.
Yeah.
His first poo is going to be bad. Really bad, apparently. Apparently it's like black tar.
I'm going to spit that everywhere. His poo is gonna...
Yeah, like she started showing us pictures of nappies.
Oh, I was like, real poo in it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this a person?
No, it was online, thank God. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I feel like it was,
that's not going to be a fun part.
No, not at all. I'm just kind of like, Reese, you can deal with that.
You can deal with the shitty nappies.
But yeah, as beneficial as it was, I feel like I didn't learn anything too new. Yeah. I feel like I already kind of had a good general idea of everything before going into it, if that makes sense.
Oh, but that's good though.
Yeah.
But
it was nice to get a refresher.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know what baby update I have to give, you know.
Oh, talk about baby brain.
Oh, baby brain. I forgot the news the other day.
So every day you have to do the news on the hour.
Yeah, and it was 59 and I was there reading the comments because we have to monitor our comments on Facebook. And I was reading the comments on a Facebook post of an article that I put up. And then the next thing I get a call and Darren is like, Jade, the news. And I was like, oh shit. And I went running in and there was silence on air for like 20 seconds. Completely forgot about the news. I feel like I'm forgetting everything though. Like even if I'm sending you voice notes or like anyone voice notes, I'm like... literally just listen to it, not a clue what was just said.
Do you know what? I also, the same happens to me, and at least you can blame baby brain.
Yeah.
I have nothing to blame. I'd be there listening and I'm like, no idea. I'd have to go play it back.
Fair, yeah. Okay. I don't know if I have baby brain or if I'm just always a goose.
Well, I don't know. You probably are always a little bit of a goose, but I think the baby brain is there. And I think
it's good to blame.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, while you can blame baby brain, you absolutely should milk it.
Yeah, I should, to be fair. Another one, it's not really baby, but it's pregnancy related. I'm really, really conquering my needle fear. I got an injection the other day.
Okay.
For the whooping cough. Because there's like, you have to get it before a certain amount of weeks, 36 weeks, and I'm 36 weeks now at the moment.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor for a checkup, and she's like, so I know we had spoke about the whooping cough vaccine the last day. And I was like, yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me about this. She's like, well, I've brought it just in case. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, why are you doing this to me? And then I was like, okay, do you know what? I only have a few more, like the window was very small of like when I could get it. So I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to do it. And then I looked away. She's like, you just look out the window. And before my head had even reached the window,
the needle
was done. I was like, oh, that was so grand. And then she was so lovely. She gave me two big hugs.
Yeah.
I was like, she's just a sweetie.
I don't know if you've given details about your
needle fear.
Needle fear.
I don't know either. I don't think so.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I've been terrified.
Give it a bit more context.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, I'm like,
you're
Megan
talking
knows
about
this.
A needle fear, but I don't think...
the pod knows.
I don't think you listening knows, yeah.
But yeah, I've had a needle fear for as long as I can remember. And I actually didn't know... Well, I thought it came from the swine flu vaccine because I do vividly remember being a child sitting, waiting for my swine flu vaccine and the person ahead of me getting it, I heard a roar.
Yeah.
Like a scream. And I was like...
That would terrify
you. I was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, this is not going to go down well. So that's where I thought it came from. But then I actually ended up in hospital only a little while ago.
Yeah.
Because I was dehydrated and I had to be put on a drip and get an injection into my bum. Bless my little heart.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself getting sick. And my mom came with me and she said that when I was a child, do you know when you're a child, they call it a Freddy?
Yes.
The needle.
Oh, yeah. I loved my Freddy.
I was actually on FaceTime to you at the time.
Oh, yeah.
She was telling us the story. Like, my mind has obviously blocked it out, but apparently I was getting a Freddy in and the blood just started splurting out of my arm.
Oh.
All over the walls, all over the bed, everywhere. And then the doctor came in and he started panicking rather than like being like, oh, this is a child. I should be calm in this situation. Yeah. So the doctor came in a panic.
For love of God.
I know, I don't remember this though. Yeah. So I think that's probably where my needle fear stems from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been awful. And when I went for my first ever scan, I think you get your first scan at 12 weeks, they had to take my blood and I was ridiculous. I was crying like a baby. I was holding the nurse's hand. I was holding Reese's hand. So the nurse had to take my blood with one hand. Bless her little heart. I can't remember her name. I always try to remember her name so that I can like say thanks to her just for being so kind. But it took me about half an hour. I was crying and hyperventilating, if I'd say, for about half an hour. And then I was like, okay, I just need to get this done.
Over and done, yeah. I want to get out of here.
So I held her hand, held Reese's hand, got my bloods done. And then they're like, you know, we can help you with this. And then I've got counselling from the hospital.
Which is so, it helped you so much.
So much. It was amazing.
Yeah, when you're coming in and you're like, I saw I got a needle. I'm like, what?
I know.
How did you do that?
I did cry when I ended up in the hospital.
But that's okay because that whole situation was really emotional anyways.
And because I had to go to care doc before I went to the hospital and they were like, oh, they're probably going to put you on a drip. And then sure, that was in my head.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, I never, ever want to drip. Like, I don't need that in my life. So I think it helps. The therapy and the counselling like definitely, definitely helped. But I think it helps as well when I'm going into a situation and I don't know I'm getting a needle.
Yes.
Like when I went to the doctor and didn't know I was getting the injection, I was grand.
That's it, because you don't have too much time to overthink the whole scenario.
Yeah, because she had said to me, I think I went on a Monday to the doctor and she had said it to me about the vaccine. She's like, I'm here on Wednesday and I'm here on Friday. And in my head, I was like, I'll book an appointment for Friday and I'll cancel it. I was like, I'll book it now for Friday so that she's happy and she thinks I'm getting it, but I'll cancel it midweek. And then I was like, do you know what, Jade? Just get over yourself.
Just do it and get it over and done with. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And then I got it and that's I didn't funny. Cry and I was grand. And then when I got my bloods done the last time, I can't remember how many weeks I was, maybe 20, 32? Yeah. I don't know, something anyway. Whenever you get your bloods done, I had like a therapy counselling needle session and she's obviously a nurse, so she did my bloods during that, but I thought I was just going for like a needle counselling.
Yeah.
And then so then she was like, you're really calm. She's like, would you be open to me doing it? And I meant to have my eyes closed and be like all zen and stuff. And then I opened my eyes. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I was like, I'll probably start bawling. She's like, no, go back to your quiet place. Go back to your lake, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And then she took my bloods. But I think because I didn't know that that was going to happen, I was grand.
Yeah, yeah.
And I came into work and I was like, lads, I got my bloods done. And everyone was chuffed.
Yeah, we're all so proud of you. Because it's a real fear and it's a real thing. Like,
I was terrified for my life.
Yeah.
I would literally cry. But when I went to my first counselling, she told me that if I keep getting into that state of distress every time I get a needle, she's like, it can really have like bad effects in the long term.
Okay.
She's like, you could develop OCD because of all the hormones and stuff that are released. And also, I'm sure that amount of like cortisol can't be good for the baby.
No.
So yeah, I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I'm really, really getting there.
Progress is what it's all about. Little baby steps.
Thank you. It's 11:11.
It's 11:11. Yeah. Okay. Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Oh.
I've wished. Do you make the same wish every time?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Do you? I'm not going to tell you.
No, obviously.
I actually can't believe it's 11:11 and we're recording the pod.
I know.
It's amazing.
But yeah, that's my baby update.
Yeah.
Needle update. A little insight into my poor little brain.
And I think 11:11. No, your poor little brain. No.
It's not a poor little brain
everybody
anymore.
Everybody has these things in their heads.
But so it's so irrational. But I do feel proud of myself because, like, I had an awful fear of sharks as well, and I couldn't have got over that without Megan.
Yeah.
And she helped me, because that's why you were saying we started swimming last January.
Yeah.
And went every week.
Last January, and Jade had go up to her knees.
Because I was terrified a shark was going
to
come eat me.
And that was okay. I was happy because there was someone coming with me to the ocean. I wouldn't go swimming on my own because too dangerous.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on. And then I eventually, I'd say within like, 4 months? And you were jumping into the Guillemine.
Yeah, it was May. It was May. And I think it's when I don't know something's going to happen, I feel I'm able to do it. Because I didn't know we were going to the Guillemine that day.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what the Guillemine was. So it was me, you and two other women that we used to work
before
with.
Before work, it was like a work group.
We have a group chat called Girlos at the Gillos.
And we had never been.
We didn't know what to expect. And then we got there and sure, I couldn't be like, well, I'm not getting in because I'd look like a little wimp.
Yeah, you were just thrown into the deep end. And you
literally
loved it, and it was gorgeous.
And I had the best time ever. So yeah, it took me, I think, 4 or 5 months to conquer that fear.
So, yeah.
And then I don't know how long with the needle fear. I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm fully over the needle fear yet. But
you're there. And I think it's something that it'll always be like, you just need to go to that calm place when you're getting taken.
And I think with the sharks, I know it's irrational. So that was probably easier. Whereas with this one, like, there's actually something physically happening to me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's different.
So it is. Yeah, it's different and harder, but definitely making progress.
Definitely making progress. And at least you're not like me and you're not afraid. Like, I'm afraid of ketchup. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yours are a little bit more rational than mine. So if that makes you feel any bit better about yourself.
That's right. I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's our little baby update.
Well, that's lovely. What's next? So like the baby's due in what?
3.5 weeks.
Well, 4 weeks.
The baby is due. I'm going to be 37 weeks on Friday.
Okay.
And yeah.
What's full term?
40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know this. I know we're getting closer. But every time I'm still shocked. And I know I turned to you yesterday and I was like, I still can't believe you're pregnant.
I know. And I was like, me neither. I'm not going to believe it till I have the baby.
No.
And then we were swimming yesterday and Killian, our friend and work colleague, came with us and he was on the phone to his mother and she's a nurse and scared the life out of me because she was like, the cold water could make her go into labour. I was
shock
like,
her in the pregnancy.
I can't go into labour at this stage.
No, absolutely not. That baby's not coming until the 18th of May.
No, he's coming fully cooked. So I don't want a premature.
Fully cooked.
Yeah, fully cooked child, please.
Okay, fully cooked child.
So yeah, getting there. Finished work very, very shortly.
I can't believe you're finished in 2 weeks, but we'll still bring the podcast.
Yeah.
Every week until the baby arrives. We'll figure the logistics out of it when it gets to that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'll hear when we have the baby.
When we have the baby. Yeah. When I become an auntie.
Yes.
For the second time.
For the second time.
And Jay becomes a mother. Oh no, here the tears come again.
Oh no, stop.
I'm an emotional wreck.
But yeah, I think that wraps us up.
Wraps up episode 3 of the pod.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed, please give us a review. Follow us on wherever you're listening to us.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to give us any feedback or anything like that, or if there's anything that you would like us to chat about or anything that you're maybe struggling with or anything in life, you can email us at
tgbpod@beat102103.com.
Yes, that is it. And we'll be chatting to you next Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.